Hello, and welcome to Awin Talks, the affiliate marketing podcast. I'm your host, Rob Davidson, and on today's episode, we have a special guest interview with Jimena Vergara Linkuqueo, Digital Affiliate Manager at BT. Conducting that interview for us is Alex Palmer Yee, our client partner for the telco sector at Awin, a colleague who is well versed in all things telecoms based and so the perfect candidate for this particular chat. In fact, if you're an attendee at this year's Affiliate Huddle conference in the UK, you may have seen Alex interviewing Jimena in a similar fashion as they caught up on how BT have revamped their wider digital strategy and what that means for their performance marketing partnerships. At the start of the year, the company announced a completely new technology unit within the business called Digital that would take a lead on the development and rapid delivery of new innovative products, platforms, and services. Now, this new focus also meant becoming more customer-centric and ensuring that their digital offering is consistently set up to deliver a high-quality experience for their customers, regardless of where they interact with the brand. From an affiliate perspective, that's really meant taking a step back from the traditional day-to-day KPIs that the channel has always delivered and thinking a bit more strategically about which partners and which campaigns can better support the customer journey across a variety of different touch points. Now, it's always fascinating to hear firsthand from a big brand like BT about how affiliate fits into their wider business and marketing goals. And Jimena gives us a sneak peek into how the company views its partnership activity and what they'd like to see more of from the channel in the coming years as part of this broader strategy. If you'd like to reach out to the BT team at Awin to find out more about their strategy and to partner with them, we'll drop a link to their email in the landing page copy for this episode, along with Alex's contact address too, should you have any telco-based queries from the network's perspective. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy the conversation.
Hello, I'm Alex Palmer Yee, and I'm the client partner for the telecom sector here at Awin. And today on the podcast, I am joined by Jimena, who is the digital affiliate manager at BT. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. You know, enjoying the lovely grey weather that we're experiencing in London. And it's great to have you down in Awin London today.
No, thanks for having me.
So we've got you here on the podcast today to speak about BT's new affiliate strategy. So that's to be customer-obsessed, digital-first creators.
Absolutely. No, it's a really exciting time because one of the things from BT's side is that we're really trying to open up those conversations and make sure that all decisions are being made for the right reason and keeping that customer at the heart of those. So one of the big changes that we are trying to do is pivot so that all our optimization and benefits, etc., is trying to drive forward that digital first journey and making sure that the optimization or the priority is trying to make that digital journey the primary focus for us and for customers, because we're trying to just ensure that what we're doing, changes we make, are for them first rather than for the company or data driven.
So it sounds like really focusing on the customer journey is a big focus. So it'd be interesting maybe just to have like a summary of how that's maybe different to there. I guess based on what you've just described there, it sounds like you're thinking a bit more about the customer before they hit the BT website. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. This whole focus needs to be reviewing things from an end-to-end perspective. I think we probably have been not alone in just focusing on one part of the journey rather than looking at that full end-to-end piece for a customer and how they would experience it. And I think that's one of the big changes that we are trying to make, to see how can we take a step back and actually look at it from their eyes and through their shoes, like what changes need to happen and how can we make things better for the right reasons. And I suppose from an actual approach side of things, it's kind of been implemented in like three different ways, really. So from a sort of theoretical side of things, our actual approach to innovation has been shifted and we've done a bit of a pivotal change there. You'll be well aware, Alex, just from historical sort of us working together, that we'd always be data driven in all our decisions. We'd always try and gather as much information as possible. But that's one of the changes that we are trying to make, not to throw data out the window. It's always going to be important to analyse and have that to back up what findings we have. But you were recently able to join us at the strategy day that we held at AWIN. So that was really key. And that's kind of starting off how we actually move this away. And as you know, we didn't have any data actually used on that day. So what we did do, we put ourselves in the customer's shoes, and then we just worked through all the problem statements and then created hypothesis off the back of it. And then that is leading into how we're going to do a test plan and test a lot of different changes and get the learnings quicker, but in a more customer-centric way as well.
Yeah, it was really refreshing, actually. I think, yeah, I love data. anyone who knows me knows I love data. But it was refreshing, definitely, to go to I guess, a telco strategy day where it wasn't sort of all about looking back at the data. And I think it was really refreshing as well to sort of, again, I think it went in affiliate marketing and in marketing in general, it's very easy to obviously just be thinking about strategy without thinking about the end user. And I think taking that step back and being the customer, and I think for broadband products, we've all been a customer.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't know anyone who doesn't have broadband.
Yeah, obviously. We all have our own experiences, yeah. And that builds into it as well. So it's super, super important to make sure we get those different perspectives across the whole team, because it was a team-wide piece that we did as well.
But yeah, it was really good from that side. And I think it was interesting to go and just see the takeaways. There were definitely different takeaways than again your standard affiliate marketing QBR.
Yeah.
It was very much like thinking about how do you make things better, because for the customer. Now, the affiliate channel, historically, it's always been about the numbers, isn't it? It's revenue. And I guess any affiliate managers listening will be like, they'll be like, oh, it's great. Yeah, we want to make things better for the customer. But how, maybe there's sort of puzzlement on how would you justify that in terms of like the bottom line. So what's the journey been like in trying to get internal buy-in within the BT organization, and I guess almost causing a bit of a rethink in terms of the channel?
Well, I think one of the key things to probably call out is that this is an ongoing journey. It's not something that we're at the end of. It's just something that we are kicking off and starting to have those conversations to, A, do that bit of educational piece internally, but also getting teams to participate in these events as well, because I think internally we need to get on board our POs and our product owners, that is, sorry, but also all our digital teams that do all the changes to the sites, and they put forward any tests and they put forward any implementations that we request in as well. So I feel like that collaboration piece from an internal perspective helps build that buy-in. But from an external perspective, I suppose the next step that we need to kind of roll this through to is around that collaboration with our partners and publishers to try and open up those conversations and start thinking beyond our sort of standard KPIs. From sort of a sales, a traffic, tenancy perspective, they're all important. Like, I'm not throwing those out the door completely before anyone gets too excited. But just open up those conversations, because like we said before, all our different perspectives, our opinions, and all of those key ideas that we can bring out, we can just start to work a bit smarter and start opening up different channels, and how can we help support one another rather than it just be one-sided and weighted to one piece. We do want partners to really truly become that extension of the BT brand as well. I think that's something that we're really trying to sort of have those conversations and express to all of our partners, that it's not just a one-way relationship, it has to be a collaborative affair.
Again, yeah, I think it's really interesting, and I think the telco space obviously is a really interesting place to sort of experiment with it, because I guess the dynamics of the market mean that I guess the collaboration's already quite close, I think, with a lot of the partners like
absolutely.
You.
But like, even there, I think there's room to actually push those boundaries even further, because one of the key pieces that I think, having worked in the industry so many years, is that transparency isn't all that readily available. Like, a lot of the data that we all gather and we kind of mine behind closed doors, we all get really good learnings, and we get it from a BT perspective. We know that across group, but we know that publishers will do the same behind the scenes at their side as well. However, I think there's probably that lack of sharing interchangeably between a publisher and from an advertiser perspective at the moment. And that's one of the things that I do want to try and start opening the conversations to share those insights as well, because the benefits that we can have helps open that end-to-end customer journey again, rather than just looking at each part of the journey in silo and then having sort of the same hurdles to fall over because we're tripping ourselves up that way. I want to kind of understand from a publisher perspective, what have they learned and what are they learning at the moment, or what has worked, what hasn't worked, and likewise, what have we learned that could help support them in turn as well, and using all that insight to actually really instigate and drive that performance forward, because I think that's where we'll get the real benefit and the innovation and the changes for the good for both sides as well.
Obviously, I guess asking publishers for a lot more data
and sharing as well.
so it's obviously emphasizing it's a two-way thing, isn't it? Have you had a much response yet from the publishers you work with, or is it sort of still quite early days, really?
Yeah, I'd say it's relatively early days. We have started to have conversations, and really, really good at conversations with some of the partners that we're working with, and it's opening up new doors and new ways of thinking. I think that's the really exciting side of it, is that we're starting to approach things in a different way, and it's opening up new opportunities that we probably wouldn't have seen had we followed a previous approach. But that's not to say this is the furthest that it will go. So I think going forward, we want to have those QBRs and shift that view of, rather than looking at historical data, which it's great to have that understanding, but I want to really shift that focus to that forward thinking, the innovation, the collaboration, and how do we actually move things forward to really move that needle with regards to performance.
Yeah, no, definitely. So I guess it all sounds great. and I'm not just saying that, but no, it all sounds great. And I think, again, obviously on this podcast, I guess it's obviously really, I guess there's a lot of takeaways there for publishers. Now, are there any sort of bits of advice you'd give to, let's say, an affiliate manager, hopefully not one of your competitors, but an affiliate manager who was like, oh, actually, I really like this, the way that the affiliate channel maybe is being reframed as a customer-centric channel. Do you have any tips to how to go and get that buy-in? I know on the Huddle Talk, there were some really interesting ones like around language and stuff used and internally.
Definitely. I think mostly what I would probably recommend and what has worked so well internally is actually having the conversations, because just starting to open up conversations, explaining how we work within the affiliate channel, how do we work within our teams and what we're trying to achieve. Overall, as a company, we're trying to always approach things into one overall goal, and that will be the same wherever you work and whichever affiliate manager you're actually managing the account for. And having those conversations, because if you start involving people, people are bought into that idea as well. So having their ideas count and their opinions do have an impact on what changes are going to be made, and helping shape that collaboratively, so it's not just I will say this and dictate, it's actually having that two-way conversation or group conversation internally as well, and really pushing forward, as cliche as it sounds, but lead with those customer needs, because we truly believe, and that's why we're kind of really enforcing this, that if we lead with those customer needs, like all the KPIs will follow, and that will give you then the affirmation to all the external, so the finance teams and commercial teams and the trading teams, that you have to justify why you're changing things. But once you can start seeing that performance follow, it will give that justification for them as well to get further buy-in and carry on.
If we get this right, the KPIs will follow. So is that how you're measuring success then?
Always have to. And I think any sort of performance manager will always have to try and justify it from data. And that is where data will always be imperative and important to continue to track and benchmark performance against. But I also think it's being honest about what has and hasn't worked, because not everything does work. And I think sometimes we're too afraid to fail. And that's a key thing, whereas changing in a lot of the approaches, trying to learn as much as possible, and not everything will work, but we need to know what doesn't work just as much as what does. And I think that's the kind of move forward as well.
Is this something that sort of you see is like being replicated, I guess, within your other sort of performance marketing channels and stuff like that?
Absolutely. I think build, measure, learn approach is definitely something that has been really rolled through the whole of our sort of digital team. And I think it's likely that it will just continue to strengthen as people adapt to that sort of approach and that model. but it's been invaluable for us so far, and it's only been in the making for a few months really. So I'm really excited to kind of continue with this and see where it goes.
Yeah, no, definitely. It sounds like there's obviously the theory's been done, the planning's been done. We're getting the message out through obviously direct conversations as well as through things like this podcast. But what is your next move? The sort of, I guess, the runway look like in terms of getting this strategy live? And yeah,
good to say. First of all, we have started having those conversations, so it isn't that when we've not started. But obviously, big elephant in the room is that Black Friday is just around the corner, and a little bit busy with that, to say the least. But I think that's fair to say that it's the same for all of our partners. It's a really crazy time. We know that this is the busiest period for telco as well as other industries as well. But these are the conversations, having those, reaching out to publishers and starting to really draw in on all these actions and make them happen. So watch this space. And I think in the few sort of weeks and months to come, we'll start having those conversations and rolling this through with all of those, instead of a QBR, but having these meetings to put into play. And one thing that I'd probably say alongside this, just to kind of round everything off, is that if you are listening to this and we haven't already reached out, or you feel like we've not had the conversations and you've expressed everything that you could bring to the table, I want to hear from you. I want to have those conversations, and I want to see what is different. It doesn't have to be the norm and the usual approach. I want to hear about what those different changes are and what those new ideas could be, and push the boundaries on what we could be really driving forward. Because I think the new ideas are the really interesting ones, and they're the ones that we're going to start seeing that change in the market, and how do we help shape that market as well?
That sounds really exciting. And yeah, obviously, do if you're a publisher that works with BT, you probably have a contact there. If there's any publishers who are like, oh, actually, we can really support this customer-centric approach, is there, I guess, get in touch via the AWIN team, is it?
Absolutely. So, yeah. Get in touch with the AWIN team or myself through LinkedIn. By all means, I am trying to get better with LinkedIn as well. But yeah, reach out. Let's have those conversations.
I'm sure details will be put in the description of the podcast. But otherwise, yeah, do get in touch. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the podcast today.
Thank you.
And yeah, as I said, it sounds really exciting. I'm sure there's lots of learnings ahead and things like that. It definitely provides really good food for thought out there in terms of, yeah, how can the affiliate channel better serve the customer and the impact that'll have on. Yeah, thank you.
No, thanks for having me.